things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to a preseason edition of the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast. I'm Mike Reagan.
I'm Sean Reagan.
And this is why we do this, is to get through the speed bumps.
It's a little late. We're, you know, up against the first game of the season, but it'll get the rough edges kind of trimmed down.
Well, I'll be the first to admit it. I said all last season that I'm not the guy that you're going to turn to for information. You're not going to find somebody anywhere else. The NFL is the most oversaturated thing besides Hillary Clinton's emails. And so I just kind of turn it on when we get close to the season starting. I mean, did you follow much?
I had a few months in the off season. I kind of turned it off because, you know, it's a lot of just the fluff stories. Didn't follow it much, but this last month or so with preseason, I've caught up on all the news, got back into it. I'm ready to go.
So what was it, what's that show that they're in
Hard
the
Knocks.
Locker room? Hard Knocks. Who was
with
the team?
The L.A. Rams. L.A.
Yeah,
Rams.
You know, boy, that wasn't a planned event at all.
It was, I'd say, because I like watching Hard Knocks. I like the insider look. I'd say it was the worst season.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I even watched the final episode now that I think back on it.
Well, if you checked out Sports Illustrated and some of the articles they have in there, I think the last one that we're talking about, man, they just gave them so much coverage. It's like, really? I mean, they just moved. It's I don't understand why they. I didn't even read it. So
well, and they got the number one overall quarterback.
Yeah, whatever.
But whatever. That's never covered.
But I don't know. It's I've always said that Green Bay, being such a
Green Bay,
tiny town, that compared to the other cities, that they can just lock down information to come out of there. So whatever that you hear is what they decided to.
Well, when you have a smaller market combined with a coach and a general manager who want to lock down the information more than others, you don't get much.
No, you don't. Nothing that you would be earth shattering. It's whatever they decide to share.
Our earth shattering Packer news this offseason was what? Eddie Lacy isn't as fat.
I thought you were going to say Jordy Nelson is actually recovering.
That too.
Well, how about we do this? I know you got just a... This is going to be abbreviated edition of the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast, but just since we're talking about injuries coming up on our first game, let's talk about what we've got right now based on... what I picked up on CBS.com. We got Chris Banjo, doubtful because of a hamstring.
Before we do this, have you heard the new labeling for injuries this season?
No.
They got rid of probable. Probable is no longer a thing.
So
it's questionable, doubtful, and out. Questionable is 50-50 chance. Doubtful is 75% chance they won't play. Out is they won't play.
You know, I think what they're going to end up going to is like the NHL, where they'll say they have an upper body injury. They're not going to say it's shoulder or anything. They're just going to...
Well, you know what it kind of feels like? It kind of feels like the NFL's catering to the fantasy football players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point. I heard your glass just hit your table there. We're just all over the board. What are we enjoying tonight?
So we are both enjoying a nice tumbler. I figured we'd start it out, you know, beginning of the season, get a little fancy with it. We're drinking Jameson Caskmates.
And if you're a whiskey slash scotch drinker, more whiskey.
More whiskey.
It's
basically, for those who don't know what it is, and if you like Jameson and you like beer, it's the trend now that they like to brew beer and then store it to age in the whiskey casks, old whiskey casks. Mm-hmm. This is the opposite. I think you can read it on the bottle if you want. They said that they were getting all these requests for their casks, so they mm-hmm. needed more, you know, back. Mm-hmm. So they started getting the beer casks back and brewing it in the beer cask, or not brewing it, but whatever you do with whiskey, and
yeah,
made it in the beer casks, and it gives you kind of a hoppy taste with it. I know it sounds weird, but it's really smooth and it's good.
Oh, it in the finish.
Maybe hoppy's not the right word.
I wouldn't go hoppy. It's just a different flavor. It actually, because we're drinking it pretty much straight.
On the rocks, yeah.
Small rocks. And I said it, you didn't. But it gives it a much smoother, not harsher flavor. So, okay, we got that out of the way. So, Chris Banjo, safety. hamstring is doubtful for the game. Wide receiver Trevor Davis, shoulder is doubtful. Jeff Janis, hand, questionable. Tight end.
So that's 50-50.
Justin Perillo, questionable with a knee. Jay Elliott, the linebacker, questionable with a hamstring. Dimitri Goodson. Why isn't he playing?
Are you asking me? Is this a quiz? Do you know the answer?
No, I'm just kidding. Because I'm just scrolling through. This is going back into July. So
oh, okay.
He was questioned because he was suspended. So
gotcha.
Anyway, so let's move on. We got...
Well, what I got here is three pieces of... It's not like we're breaking any news here, but some Packer offseason news. Kind of get your opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Jared Cook, tight end we signed.
Oh, I saw very little. You know, I got DirecTV. I got the ticket. For some reason, I had an issue with DirecTV. I didn't get one or two games that I should have.
The preseason games.
I had the season pass on. But from what I saw and what I read, I think this guy could be really big.
I think he will be. There's a lot of back and forth on people's opinions on him when we signed him because he hasn't had the best seasons the last few seasons, but he also hasn't had the best quarterbacks.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a talented guy. I think it's a system that'll work well with him. And you can be a good player and have Aaron Rodgers make you look like a great player.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Yep, that's exactly where I feel.
All right, Jordy's back.
And the heavens opened up. And you could hear this angel sing. you know, we haven't seen him. And so be curious to see how he's doing. That's a big injury.
Yeah.
But I think he's young enough, smart enough, and a
we
big
have
farm
the technology.
Boy. Hmm?
And we have the technology. it's crazy what they can do now they couldn't do 5-10 years ago.
Exactly. And it's... Some of the stuff they haven't been able to pick up on the tests that they do to heal faster, but that's a whole nother topic. But it's going to be so nice.
It's
so nice.
Open up the deep pass more. Mm-hmm. And then on not passing but running the ball, Eddie Lacy went on a diet.
Yeah. So all last year I told you, this guy was overweight, and you go, he's not fat. He's not
Eddie Lacy isn't fat.
Yeah.
I knew he was fat.
He was. He was.
And
I mean,
he's the kind of fat,
you know,
I wish I
like
could be.
Nothing like a contract year to get you to lose some weight.
Yeah. Apparently it's P90X.
I was just going to ask you what it was, yeah.
So
hopefully that works out.
Yeah, hopefully.
I think our defense is going to be really good. I don't want to sidetrack you here, but... We got these guys coming back, and the
it should
playing
be
well.
A good defense based on how we've been drafting the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all defense, mm-hmm. and now they're getting some experience under them.
I totally agree.
It's gonna
agree.
Be fun to watch.
Yep, yep.
I'm totally excited. Agree. And you got Mike Daniels with his contract back, his new contract.
Yes.
He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated this week.
At least
our regional edition. It probably is regional.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in Minnesota or Wisconsin or the surrounding states, you probably got him.
And just if you're new to the podcast, Sean and we're related. Sean's my son, and we live in the bowels of the enemy here, an hour north of Minneapolis. Where's Teddy? And we've been doing this podcast now. This is our second year, but we do have to put up with quite a bit of grief with the Viking fans, which, by the way, they have not lost their decision or their idea of winning the Super Bowl this year, even though they lost Teddy.
Well, they now believe with Bradford it's better than when they
That's
had Teddy.
Exactly right. Exactly.
Which I don't agree with. But did you hear he's not starting Sunday?
No.
Sean Hill got the start.
Really?
Yep. It's official as of today.
Hmm.
Viking fans are not happy. But you can't ask a guy on a week's notice to come in and learn an offense.
No. Well, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting.
So what did you think of the first game of the season? Broncos-Panthers.
It was a good game.
Very good game.
It was a really good game.
Kind of wish that had been the Super Bowl game.
Yeah, exactly. It was a really good game. I liked both sides of the ball for both teams. They played well. Man, there were some hellacious hits.
Both teams really wanted to win.
They did.
And Cam's, that's a rough way to start your season. Getting beat up the way he did.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember the Broncos quarterback.
Simeon.
He looked pretty good.
A lot better than I expected him to look. He
exactly.
Kind of reminded me of Alex Smith. He can make the throws. He'll be kind of a, I know quarterbacks hate getting called this, but a game manager.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, Trent Dilfer made a career out of it, so he's parlayed that through coaching and being an announcer. But no, I thought that was I'm excited to see it start, but you know, just being a dad, the Mike Brady of the family here, I'd say don't read too much into the preseason. Don't read too much into the first four or five games of the season. The big thing is, the Packers this year, just the pieces are in place. It's just got to worry about the injuries, hopefully none.
You mentioned we live in the heart of Minnesota. And
mm-hmm.
There's just the, because usually every year, you know, they expect they're the best team in the league, the Vikings. The fans do.
Mm-hmm.
But normally they also admit that the Packers are a pretty good team. This year, though, everyone I've talked to, they're like, I just don't think the Packers will be very good this year. I think they're, you know, going to be a lot worse than they have been in recent years. And where are you getting this?
Well, they won the
yesterday.
Division. They're cocky because they won the division.
Just yesterday,
even though
they're asking
me. Even though I think it was ESPN, isn't it, that when they did a report and they said the Packers who won the division.
Yeah, they messed it up. Mm-hmm. They just assumed the Packers won. They're like, well, how have the Packers improved their team? How have they improved? It's like, oh, yeah. I mean, we added a couple players and drafted, but you don't need to add free agents every offseason.
Right.
You get your players you have better than they were before. It's just not how they look at it.
we're the youngest team in the NFL.
Good.
Which is normal.
Yep. All right, so Sunday at noon, Packers versus Jaguars.
You're asking me who's going to win?
I'm asking you what you think. That's what this is. This is a repartee. We go back and forth.
Oh, geez. What's your name again? I think the Jaguars are going to be better this year. I don't think they're going to be able to beat the Packers.
I think they'll be quite a bit better.
I'm not sure how competitive they are going to be starting out of the gate. Packers will win. I think their offense is going to be quite a bit better for the Jaguars, but I don't know how they're going to match up against our defense.
From what I saw of the Jaguars last season, and I think they'll be a similar, obviously a similar offense this year, they're a home run hitter. Mm. They don't have the long, sustained drives. They have the big plays, a few drives out of a game. And that's kind of how they run it. They got Bortles, who can throw a deep ball. They have Allen Hurns, who's... or not. Is it Allen Hurns or Allen Robinson? It's an Allen. runs fast, catches balls. So I think it'll be a high-scoring game.
Really?
I do.
You think they're going to be able to compete that hard against our defense?
I think they will.
Because I got high hopes for our defense.
I do, too. But I don't know. It's first game of the season. It's a lot easier for typically at the beginning of the season for the offense to be on track and know what they're doing than the defense. Usually takes defenses a little bit longer to get their feet under them to start the season.
Well, I got to go with you as far as the team itself because you're so huge into fantasy football and I don't do it. so you know the...
I'm not
the league much better.
Not a big fan of the Jaguars defense.
Okay.
So I'd expect a big game from Rodgers.
So what would you say? You got to write it down too. What would you predict
write it
the
down.
Score for the game to be?
But I don't know.
I'm putting you on the spot, aren't
I? I noticed. I'm going to go 41-31.
41-31.
Correct. Hmm. I'll write it down for you.
I'm not going to... Well, thank you. And then... For me...
Oh, you get to pick too?
Yeah, and you're picking the Packers, right?
Yeah, I'm picking the Packers. Who are you picking?
I'll pick the Packers.
Okay, good, because I wrote down you picked the Packers.
I'm going to say 35-14.
Okay. It's on paper. Can't be taken back.
I mean, it's big difference on the two picks there.
I think it's going to be a bit of a shootout.
I'm not so sure. I've got...
I'd prefer yours.
Hey, the biggest thing, we win and no injuries.
Exactly.
You know, we just got to get through it. And, before we wrap it up, what a freaky injury for Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
And I just
non-contact.
Talked to your mother that day. I think it was that morning. We were having breakfast. And I said, I hate seeing reports on these guys who are getting injured before they even get to the regular season. And he's in practice and goes back to do a pass and snap. But...
That's crazy.
I'm not a jerk, so I can appreciate how hard that has to be as a fan. We went through it with Jordy last year. You know, just I like to see teams compete that are healthy. Who's the best team?
Well, Bradford should have the start week two when we play them at their home opener.
In their new stadium.
In their new stadium.
Their billion-plus stadium.
So we kind of talked about Packers-Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
Previewed that with our offered our non-expertise. What do you think about the season as a whole, Packers season?
Oh, I'm excited. You know, like any season you start out with, you always worry about injuries and stuff like that. But I'm looking forward to it. I think the fact that I've actually removed myself from a lot of the chatter that goes on in the off season and just people coming up with things to make a story that really aren't a story, and just focusing on facts. I really am. I'm really looking forward to it. I like some of the draft picks that we have. I like the free agent pickup that we had. How about you?
I think it's going to be a good year. I'm excited about it. I'd probably expect around 13-3.
Yeah, I certainly don't see us going undefeated. 13-3. Wow. I hadn't really thought about what our...
No. I could actually see us losing tomorrow. Or Sunday, not tomorrow. It feels like a bit of a trap game. They talk about trap games where you know you're a better team and you play like you think you're a better team, mm-hmm. but they got some weapons. I think we'll win, but I could see it going poorly.
I'd be really surprised because the first game of the year, that's different than when you've won a few games and then you come into a trap game.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We always have that game where we kind of poop the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Team that we shouldn't lose to, I could see is splitting with the Bears.
You know, I'm going to go with you. I think 13-3 is a good pick.
We play the Redskins. I think that's going to be a really tough game.
Hmm.
They have a good offense, one of the best wide receiver cores. Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. They got Josh Norman now on defense. Panthers let Josh Norman go. Hmm. Best currently shut down corner in the league probably, and Redskins got him. That's kind of a missing piece for their defense. So that would be a good game.
And before we wrap it up here,
which we've said like four times.
I want to give a shout out to all Badger fans for that huge win against LSU. Man, if you ever want to see a good football game, try to find a replay of that one if you didn't see it. It was because you go in knowing you're such a huge underdog and pull it out.
I wish I would have been able to see it.
In Lambeau.
Was it in Lambeau?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was the first time ever that a Division I football game was played in Lambeau. And I gotta hand it to LSU, man. Those fans travel well. I mean, it was hard to tell who was the home crowd.
That's a big fan base, yeah.
Les Miles, I'm thinking that he might be done this year. Because I think that was – because he was almost done last year. Somehow he talked his way through it. But they're not going to put up with him losing to an unranked team. That was fun. Guy growing up in Madison his whole life. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
I was camping, so I didn't get to see it. But it's
yeah,
cool.
You were roughing it.
Yeah, really roughing it, reading my Kindle.
With your Wi-Fi and everything else. So.
We didn't have Wi-Fi. Where do you think we'd have Wi-Fi?
Well, you weren't that far north.
We didn't have a signal.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. That would explain why you didn't answer my texts.
No, that's not why.
All right.
But yeah, basically, we're back. Thank you to the fans who have waited during the off season. We'll have our weekly episodes up now after the games.
Mm-hmm.
Join the Facebook group. The Facebook group stayed surprisingly active during the off season, even though
nice.
You don't get much Packer news.
Really appreciate that.
So it's Bleeding Green and Gold Facebook group. Feel free to join it. Put your thoughts on there. Email the show. I think it's been a long off season, but I believe it's feedback at bleedinggreenandgold.com, or just put it on the Facebook group, and if you have a question, we'll put it on the show and we'll do our best to answer it.
Well, I also have to thank Sean for supplying the beverage today. This isn't cheap stuff, so thank you, sir. And until next week, go
Pack.
Go.
That was rough. We need to work on that.
Let's
you want to do it again?
Okay, ready?
Am I doing the go or are you doing the go?
We'll do it both together.
Oh, okay. I forgot we do it at the same time. Yeah. I was thinking like a back and forth type.
So until next week.
Go, Pack, go. See, this is why we do this.
Preseason.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go, Pack, go!